This is Jill Ranley for Fort Recovery Radio. We are coming from Spencerville, Ohio. It's a beautiful Friday night for some softball against the Spencerville Bearcats. We are at the top of the first inning. Chelsea Timmerman is ready to go to the plate. All right, Chelsea is at the plate. First pitch went by high for a ball. Pitcher winds up. Second one is a strike right down the middle. Chelsea checks the signs from the coach. Coach Tin on third base today. Pitches in. Hard hit right to second base. Oh, nice snag by the second baseman. Gets Chelsea out at first. One out. Up to bat is going to be Tori Vaughn, number 24. Tori finds her spot in the box. She's ready to go. Strike one right down the middle. Pitcher's ready. Tori digs in. Ooh, gets her swinging on a low pitch. Almost looked like a changeup. So count is no balls, two strikes, one out. Tori Vaughn at the plate. Swing in, pop up, infield. Looks like the shortstop has it. Falls to her knees, but she keeps hold of it. Nice snag by the shortstop. Casey Vogel is batting the number three spot today. Casey's a senior, third baseman. Pitcher gets her signs. And the pitch is in. Ooh, way high. Over the catcher's head. Not sure what that one was supposed to be. Maybe a rise. Casey gets her signs from Coach Tin. And the pitch comes in, low and outside for a ball. Count is 1-1. Two outs, first inning. Casey looks ready to hit. Ooh, bounces in front of the plate. Ball two. Count is 2-0 for Casey Vogel. Ooh, strike, but it was outside. It's a little high to me. Casey was ready to take her base there. The count is 3-1. I think they were a little behind maybe. 3-1 for Casey. Way high. Now she takes her base. So Casey Vogel gets a walk. We've got two outs. Casey is at first. And we have Devin Post up to bat. Devin's been hitting really well. She can crank it out there, so let's see what Devin does today. Way high. Catcher throws to first, keep Casey back. All right, Devin's ready in the box again. Pitcher releases. Low for a ball. Looks like count is 2-0. Devin's ready to go. Pitch comes in. Oh, swing and a miss. Nice pitch right down the middle. Hard cut by Devin. We have Casey Vogel at first. Devin Post at the plate. Oh, and she. Another strike right over the plate. Devin's looking. Count is 2-2, two outs. Devin looks ready to put one out there. Way high. Ball three. Count is 3-2. Have a runner on first, two outs. Devin Post at the bat. Ooh, that was low. Just barely called it a ball. Devin Post takes the walk. Casey Vogel advances to second. That was a close one. Logan Ranley is up to bat. Number 13, got runners on first and second, two outs. And she swings right on top of the ball for strike one. Logan digs in, pitches in, drops in the dirt way before home plate. Pitcher had a little different grip on that one, so not sure what that was supposed to be. Maybe change up. Count is 1-1. Comes in high for a ball. Two balls, one strike, two outs. We're at the top of the first inning. We have runners on first and second. Logan Ranley at the bat. Ooh. He called it a ball. Looked like a strike to me, but hey, we'll take it. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Need her on base either way. And she cranks one right to the middle center field. Dang it. Nice hard hit, but center fielder gets right underneath it. So that finishes up the first half of inning number one. The score is 0-0. And we are here at Spencerville, Ohio for softball game versus the Lady Bearcats. We are in the bottom of the first inning. The score is 0-0. Number 19, Bailey Schwartz is up for Spencerville. We have Chelsea Timmerman pitching. She releases. Nice strike. Logan Ranley is catching. First base is Whitney Will. Second base is Tori Vaughn. Shortstop is Devin Post. And the pitch comes in. Drops on the dirt. Nice stop by Logan. Third base is Casey Vogel. Left field is Emily Hart. Center field is Audra Metzger. And right field is Taylor Greasy. The count is 1-1. Nice pitch. She took a hard cut at it, but missed it. Count is 1-2. Chelsea gets her sign and delivers. Nice changeup. Logan just drops the ball a little bit, but no problem. Picks it right up, throws it right to Witt. Nice changeup by Chelsea there, got her swinging. For one out. Up for Spencerville is number 21, Destiny Price. And Chelsea delivers. Nice pitch. Ooh, I think he called that a little outside. Ball number one. We have one out. Chelsea fires it in. Nice pitch. Shows the bunt. Misses it. Count is 1-1. Indian defense looks ready. Everybody's on their toes. Chelsea puts it in. Nice pitch. Gets her with a change up there. The count is 1-2. We have one out. Destiny Price at the plate. Nice pitch by Chelsea. Fielded by Casey. Oh, man. Oh, she had it in her glove and kind of lost track of it, overthrew it, but they called it a dead ball. So the runner actually gets second base. Casey stopped it nice, though. Just got away from her a little bit. So we have one out. Bearcats have a runner on second. At the plate is Kara May. Ooh, looked like a strike, but he must have called that one a ball. Of course, I don't have a real good angle on it, so. Chelsea pitches again. Nice pitch, hard hit. Devin fields it, pops up out of her glove. It's loose in the outfield, but their runners stay. Runners on the corner, that was a hard hit ball. Nice backup, though, by Audra and Emily. So runners on the corner for Spencerville. We have one out, bottom of the first. We have a lefty up, Jenna Henline at the plate. Nice pitch, hits it hard to Devin. Devin fires to first, but a run does come in. Probably a good decision, though, there by Devin. Runner going to second was almost at the base by the time she got it. That was a hard hit ball. Nice play by Devin. And Spencerville's going to put in a courtesy runner for the catcher. There are two outs. Spencerville 1, Indians 0. And up for Spencerville is Julie Mulholland, number 11. And the ball gets past Logan, and the runner takes third. Didn't quite see what happened on that one. It was a ball. So two outs. We have a runner on third. Ooh. Must have thought that one was a little bit high. Didn't look too bad. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Runners at third. Chelsea gets ready, delivers a pitch. Nice pitch. Right in there for a strike. Chelsea delivers. Looked like maybe a changeup. Hits it. Devin fields it clean. Whitney pulls her foot. Man, that was close. Whit had a really stretch way up there to get that. Pulled her foot and didn't quite get it down in time. Runner comes home from third. So we have a runner on first. And the score is 2-0. Two outs, bottom of the first. Number 29 is up at the plate for Spencerville, Kendra Johnston. The pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Runner goes. Logan throws. Just a little bit off to the left. Tori gets it, but the runner was pretty quick. Got there and slid right under it. Not a bad throw, though. So we have a runner on second. Two outs, bottom of the first. Chelsea delivers. Nice pitch. Yes. Ump agrees with me. Two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two outs. We need to get this batter right here. Chelsea gets the sign, delivers. Oh, man, she swings. Casey throws. Nice play by Casey. That ball would have probably dropped on the dirt in front of the plate, but she swung and she got a piece of it for the third out. The score is Fort Recovery 0, Spencerville 2. We are getting ready to start the top of the second inning here in Spencerville. The score is 0-2. Bearcats are ahead of the Indians. Audra Metzger is up to bat for Fort Recovery. She is number 5. And batting in the 6th spot in the lineup. So let's see what we can do in inning number 2. Here goes Audra. And the pitch comes in way high for ball number 1. Pitcher's number 5, Jenna Henline, a lefty. Pitches in. Nice pitch. Audra cranks one into center field. The center field gets right underneath it. Nice hit, though, by Audra. Just need to find some gaps out there. Wind's kicking up just a little bit. Otherwise, it is a beautiful day. Couldn't ask for a prettier day for a softball game. Up for Fort Recovery is Taylorton. Taylorton is hitting for Emily Hart. First one comes by as a strike. Taylor's looking to her dad, who is coaching third base tonight. Taylor looks ready, and pitcher ball drops on the ground and kind of rolls in there for a ball. One strike and one ball.
Pitch comes in. Oh, Taylor gets a little piece of it. Chops it down, though, and rolls foul. So we have one ball and two strikes, I believe. They don't have it up on the scoreboard, so I'm just going to have to trust myself here. One out. Top of the second. Way high. For a ball, I believe we're at 2-2. Taylor is a sophomore. Number 8 for Fort Recovery. Nice pitch. Taylor chops it hard. Oh, first baseman comes right off and fields it really nicely. Second base was right behind her, ready for the backup. So it's two outs in the inning. Fort Recovery struggling with the bats just a little bit. Whitney Will is up. Witt is number 31 for the Indians. Plays third base. Pitches in. And called it a strike. Witt's pretty tall, got a little bigger strike zone. She looks ready to put one out there, though. Nice pitch. Oh, it just dies. Witt is heading. Man, she might get there. And she makes it. Yes, nice hustle. That ball had some spin on it. She hit it, and it just dropped. Good hustle by Whitney Will, though. Pitcher did field the ball, just didn't get there in time. So we have Whitney on first, two outs. And Taylor Greasy is up at the plate. Taylor's number 20 for the Indians, playing right field today. Whitney, nope, didn't go. Nice pitch. It was a strike. Taylor was swinging. Catcher looks ready, though. She's got a pretty good arm. Count is 0-1. Pitch comes in, bounces in front of the plate. Witt dives back. Kind of crawls back. Catcher's pretty quick, threw it to first. Keeper on the base. Count is 1-1, two outs. Runner at first for the Indians. Ball comes in, nice pitch. Taylor swings and misses. Not a bad cut, though. Scoreboard's going crazy. It says there's four outs. So I believe the count is 1-2. Way high. They throw it to first, keep Whitney there. Whitney's giving him something to think about over there at first base. Count is 2-2, if the scoreboard's right. Two outs. Top of the second. Oh, nice pitch. She wanted to swing. She flinched a little, but just decided too late. So we leave one on. No runs. Spencerville, a really nice defensive team so far. The score is 0-2. We are in the bottom of the second inning from Spencerville. Lady Indians are taking on the Bearcats. The score is 0-2. Spencerville is ahead. And Chelsea delivers a strike to the first batter up for the inning, who is number 9, Maddie Klein. Nice pitch by Chelsea. Count is 0-1. Pitch comes in. Nice one, gets her swinging. Gets under Logan's legs, but nothing hurt. Nobody's on base. Maddie is hitting in the number 7 spot in their lineup. Chelsea delivers. Nice pitch. Little outside. For a ball. Count is 1-2. No outs. Bottom of the second inning. Chelsea pitches it in there. Nice pitch. Strike 3. Goes down looking. Nice job. And the infield comes in to give Chelsea a high five on that one. Take two more of those for this inning. That'd be great. Up to bat is number 4, Alex Hemrick for Spencerville. Chelsea pitches it in there. Actually hits the dirt, but she swings. She wanted that one. Chelsea gets the sign from Logan. Pitches it in. Same thing on the dirt, but she swung. We'll take it. Count is 0-2, I believe. Scoreboard isn't correct on this. Should be 0-2. Let's see what Chelsea delivers. A little high. Count is 1-2 right now. There's one out. Chelsea Timmerman on the mound. She delivers. Nice pitch. Gets her swinging. Logan hangs on to that ball. Two down. Two Ks in a row for Chelsea. Maddie Pugh is up for the Bearcats, number 27. Wind's kicking up just a little. Chelsea delivers the pitch. They're low, but man, they want to swing. She swung at it for a strike, strike one. There's two outs. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The score is 2-0, Bearcats. Came in a little bit high. Count is 1-1. Chelsea takes the sign from Logan. Delivers the pitch, and she gets right underneath it, cuts it up, and it drops. It was a nice low pitch, and she just popped her right up. Nobody could get to that one quite fast enough. So two outs. They have a runner on first. We have Bailey Schwartz up to bat. She's a lefty. Swings hard hit. Come on, Devin. Touch it. Devin gets it easily. Makes it look like cake right there. Fields it cleanly from shortstop and just runs right over second base to get the lead runner out. So three outs in that inning. Nice, quick inning there. We're looking at the bottom of the third, top of the third inning. I'm sorry. The score remains 2-0, Bearcats. All right, we are at the top of the third inning and the top of the Indian lineup. Chelsea Timmerman is ready to come up to the plate, checking her signs from Coach Chin on third base. Jackie Fullenkamp is coaching first base for us tonight. Chelsea shows a bunt, pulls it back just in time for a ball. Score is 2-0, Bearcats. Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. Chelsea's been pitching tonight, doing a good job. Pitch comes in. Chelsea hits it hard. And she, oh, almost made it. Ooh, that was a close one. Almost made it. That ball just kind of died there. Shortstop fielded that and took it right to first base. Up at the plate is Tori Vaughn, batting number 2 in the lineup for this evening. Pitch comes in, kind of rolls in there. For ball number 1. One out. We're at the top of the third. Number 5 on the mound for Spencerville. Puts it in there. Nice pitch. Oh, my goodness. Wow. She got robbed there, man. Tori hit a hard shot to third base, and it just went right in her glove. Nice hard hit. Just not in the right spot. Two outs. Top of the third inning, Casey Vogel is up to bat. We're making contact, just hitting it right at him today. Ball comes in high for ball number 1. Two outs, nobody on. Casey Vogel at the plate for Fort Recovery. Casey's playing third base today. Pitch comes in high again. Ball number 2. Pitcher's got a little different grip on the ball. Comes in right up the middle. Casey swings. Nice cut. Just didn't quite get it. Count is 2-1. Two outs. We're at the top of the third inning. Beautiful Friday night in Spencerville, Ohio. Pitcher gets the sign. Releases way high. 3-1 is the count on Casey. Two outs. She looks like she wants to hit it. Casey digs in the batter's box. Pitcher releases. Way low. All right, Casey gets base on balls there. Runner on 1. Kind of how the last inning was. Devin Post up to bat. Devin has been cranking them. We'll see what she does. There's two outs. Casey Vogel's on first, puts it in there. Devin hits it. Foul ball over the visitor's dugout. Swinging hard, though. Once again, we are in the top of the third inning. Casey Vogel is at first base running. Devin Post is at the plate. Nice one. Hits it hard. Fielded cleanly by the shortstop. Takes her out at first. And nothing's been getting by her today. Nice hard hit by Devin, but just couldn't get past the shortstop. We're getting ready to start the bottom of the third inning here at Spencerville. Score is 0-2. Spencerville is leading the Indians. Up to bat is, I believe, number 21, Destiny Price. She made it in last inning, so shows a bunt, misses it, doesn't pull back. Strike number one. From the bottom of the third inning, scores 2-0, Spencerville. Indians are struggling a little bit at the plate tonight, hitting it hard, but hitting it right at them. Spencerville's playing a nice defensive game. Pitch comes in, straight up. It looks like it's going to go over the fence and right into the stands. Almost takes a couple people out there. That'll be strike number two for Destiny. The count is 0-2. Chelsea Timmerman on the mound. Chelsea gets the sign from Logan Ranley. Pitch comes in. Nice changeup. Ooh, almost just for a second thought he was going to call that a strike. Almost. Count is 1-2. No outs. First batter of the inning, and Chelsea delivers the pitch. Hard hit. Can Devin get back in time? Nice. Nice play by Devin Post. Had a back pedal a little bit. Just right where the dirt meets the grass there. Nice play by Devin for out number one. Bottom of the third. Up for Spencerville is Kara May. She's number 8. I believe she's the catcher. Pitch goes in. The dirt gets away. Nothing hurt. No runners. Kara made it in last time, too. Can't quite remember where she hit it. Chelsea delivers the pitch. Nice pitch. Strike. Count is 1-1. There's one out. No runners on. Chelsea delivers. Nice pitch. Right down the middle again. Two strikes. One ball. We have one out. Chelsea gets a sign. Rocks back. Puts it in there. She hits it hard right up the middle. Right up the middle. That was a nice shot. Audra Metzger fields it from the center field. Runner takes first base. One out, runner on first. Up for Spencerville is number 5, Jenna Henline. Lefty here. Nice pitch, runner goes. Logan fires. Oh, almost. Nice try. So we have a stolen base by Spencerville. We have a runner on second. Number 5 up to bat. Scores 2-0 Spencerville, one out, bottom of the third. Pitch comes in, nice pitch, so Logan keeps it in front of her. I think that was a ball. Count is 2-0, two balls, no strikes, one out. Chelsea rocks back and delivers, a little high. Three balls, no strikes. Don't believe she's walked anybody yet today, so hopefully she can throw a strike in here. Nice pitch. Nice pitch. Logan kind of stands up and threatens the girl on second. She had a pretty big lead off there. So the count is 3-1. We have a runner on second for Spencerville, number 5 up to bat. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Boy, she cranked it out there. Center field. Runner rounds third and heads home. Logan's going to try to tag. Does not get it. Runner goes to 2. Audra Metzger, nice throw into home, but we just couldn't quite get the runner. So Jenna Henline gets a double. And Spencerville scores one more, scores 3-0. Nice hit ball out to center field. They put in a courtesy runner. So runner on two, one out. Number 11 at bat, Julie Mulholland. I believe she maybe had a single last time. Nice pitch, swings and misses. Runner's kind of taking a nice lead off a second. Count is 0-1 with one out. Chelsea delivers the pitch right in there. Underneath it, pop up behind Tori. Oh, and it falls right between them. Runner takes third. We are overthrowing the ball. So she gets a single out of it. Just kind of fell right between center field, second base, and right field. She gets a double out of that. So they have runners on second and third. Up to bat is Kendra Johnston, number 29. For the Bearcats, there's one out. Runners on second and third. Pitch comes in nice. She swings way ahead of it. Strike number one. Indians got to dig deep right now and keep these runners right where they're at. Chelsea delivers her pitch. Nice pitch again. Hard hit to Casey. Gets right by her. Man, right down the third baseline in. Good backup by Emily. Oh, she almost. Emily threw it into Casey. And the girl at third almost got out there because she dove a little too far over the plate. So nice job getting that one in by Emily. Just got back past Casey. That was a hard hit ball. Did score one on that. The score is 4-0. Nice pitch. Maddie Klein, number 9, hits it. Foul. So we've got a runners on the corners for Spencerville. Maddie Klein at the plate. One out. Bottom of the third inning. The score is 4-0. Spencerville is leading the Indians. Chelsea delivers. Nice pitch. Hard hit. Gets right through Devon. Emily Hart's there to back it up, but it kind of bounced out of her glove, too, so Audra takes over. We are throwing this ball all over the place. We've got runners on second and third. So Klein ends up getting a double out of that. Nice hard hit ball, though. Coach Tin is going out for a timeout to just talk to the girls a little bit and settle them down. The score is 5-0 for the Indians. Ladies played at New Bremen last night. Not a bad game. Faced a really strong pitcher in Sophie Fox from New Bremen. Pitched a lot of strikes. The score was 3-0 last night. Played much better defensively last night than we are currently. We did a nice job defensively, just couldn't quite hit the gaps with our bats. So hopefully that timeout, Coach Tin gave them a nice little talk and got these girls going. Chelsea's doing a nice job putting it in there, but these girls are getting a hold of it. Number 4 up to bat, Alex Hemrick. She was a strikeout last time. Just swung at the first pitch as well. No balls, one strike. Chelsea's taking her sign from Logan. And the windup and the pitch. Ooh, it was a low one. She swung, though, fouled it off right toward the visitor's dugout. Logan gets the sign from Coach Tin. Passes that right along to Chelsea on the mound. Chelsea rocks back. Delivers a little high. Kind of looking at that runner coming off a third there. Logan wants to keep her there. We've got runners on second and third. Bottom of the third, one out. The score is 0-5, Spencerville. Chelsea delivers the pitch right in there, and she swings. Another strike out there for Alex. So that is two outs. We've got runners on second and third. We really need to get this third out. Up at the plate is Maddie Pugh, number 27. I believe she may have had a double last inning. A little foul ball just gets a tiny piece of it. Runners are ready to go, though, on second and third for any passed balls. Chelsea is getting the sign. She rocks back, releases. Oh, it was close. Pretty close, right down the middle, a little bit high, I think. Count is 1-1, two outs. Chelsea is ready. Pitch comes in, nice pitch, nice hit, hard hit. That gap is killing us out there. Audra fields it, but there is, got two runs in on that hit. Nice hard hit. They're cranking it to the outfield. So Maddie gets a single off that. And I believe two runners came in, so two RBIs for her. We have number 19 up to plate, Bailey Schwartz, top of their lineup. Two outs, there's a runner on first. They are putting the ball out there today. Chelsea delivers the pitch, nice pitch, and she bunts it. They let it roll foul. Good decision. The runner from first was almost 30 to second there. Two outs, bottom of the third inning, score is 7-0, Spencerville. Chelsea is getting the sign, winding up. Pitch comes in. Drops down, Logan throws to second. The girl steals, but she gets there in time. So another stolen base. Not sure what, I think the pitch was a ball. Count is 2-1, according to the scoreboard. She showed a bunt. I wasn't sure if she pulled back in time or not. Chelsea pitches. Nice pitch. Hard hit to Devin. Devin really gets it there. Wow. That girl has a rocket arm. Nice throw by Devin to get us out of that inning. We needed that one. She had the runner right in front of her when she fielded that ball, and she stuck with it. So score is 7-0. We are at the top of the fourth inning. We are at the top of the fourth inning here from Spencerville. Score is 7-0. Logan Ranley is leading us off this inning. We need to get a hit right here. Nice pitch. Logan hits it hard to third base. Clean fielding. Throws it to first. Easy out. Not a bad hit. Sounded like it came off the inside of her bat just a little bit. These ladies are playing some nice defense, and we need to get something past them for some offense here. Audra Metzger is up to bat. Audra's taking her signs from Coach Tin. One out. Top of the fourth inning here at Spencerville. Pitch drops in the dirt for a ball. Audra's pretty speedy. She is known for her head-first slides. Hasn't had a chance to get one out yet today, so hopefully she gets on base. Nice pitch. Audra cranks one. Woo! We finally got one through. Got right past the second baseman. Good effort, though. They field it in cleanly. Good backup by center field, but Audra makes it to first. Nice hard hit by Audra. Hope we move her around. Up to bat is Taylor Tin, number 8. Audra Metzger on first base, one out. Taylor hits it foul. Man, that third baseman was quick hustling over there. She almost got it. Audra's taking signs from her dad today. Hopefully he's telling her to put one out there. Did I say Audra? I meant Taylor. Audra's on first. Pitch comes in. And it's a foul ball. Right down first baseline. Audra's dying to get off first base there. This catcher, though, has a pretty nice arm, so don't know that I would chance that either. Count is 0-2 on Taylor Tin. There's one out. And we've got a runner on first base. Come on, Taylor. Pitch releases, drops in the dirt. Catcher throws it back to keep Audra at first. pitcher has a little different release on the ball. So when we're hitting them, they seem like they're just kind of dying out. So here comes Taylor. Nice pitch. Hits it, just kind of drops there by her foot, but foul ball. She's battling hard in there trying to stay in this. One ball and two strikes. She's hit a couple foul here. So if she can straighten one out, we can move Audra around. Score 7-0. We're at the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Another foul ball. Taylor hits it about to her dad over there on the third baseline. She's going to make her work for this one. Audra is ready to go on first base. Catcher gets the signs from the coach, relays it to the pitcher. Pitch comes in. Way low. Ooh, catcher dropped it but kept it right in front of her. Audra wanted to go, but probably a good decision here. Count is 2-2. Taylor's had plenty of foul balls, though, here. She's going to make this pitcher earn it. Nice pitch. Taylor hits. Another foul ball. I couldn't see it, but it sounded like maybe, I don't know, the first baseman or somebody ran over, almost got it. Needless to say, another foul ball. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Audra Metzger's on first. Taylor Tin at the plate. Pitch comes in. Taylor hits it, but it drops. And they drop it, and Audra's got to get there, and Audra's going to slide head first and make it. Go, go, go. They overthrow it. Sorry, getting a little excited. They overthrow. Audra makes it to third. Wow. Shortstop came in to field that, and her and second base were both headed for the ball and kind of fell between them. So we have runners on the corners right now. Audra had a chance to get one of those head first slides in, but she had to get up really quickly and head to third base because they overthrew it. So not a bad hit. We have Taylor Tin on first. Whitney Wills at the plate. Whitney's ready to put one out there. Pitch is coming in straight up. It looks like, almost in the home dugout. Couldn't quite get it. This pitch comes in with a little bit of spin on it. So when we hit it, it kind of is just popping up. So we have Audra Metzger on third base, nice and dirty already. Taylor Tin is at first. Whitney Will is at the plate. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Taylor goes easily to second base, though. Nice job by Taylor. So Whitney is up to bat. I think this count is 0-2. Not sure on the scoreboard. Pitch comes in. Witt gets underneath it. Oh, man, nice effort by the catcher. She was so close, almost on a little pop-up. Believe we have one out, if the scoreboard is correct. Audra Metzger's at third base, just itching to get home. Taylor Tin is at second. Whitney Wills at the plate. Pitch comes in. Drops in the dirt for a ball. Audra's thinking about going. Catcher kind of loses it a little bit. Kept it in front of her, though. Nice job by the catcher. We could really use a couple runs. Whitney Will at the plate. Count is 1-2. Pitch comes in high. Man almost takes her head off. Whitney really had a duck down there. She was pretty quick on that one. Scoreboard's going a little crazy here, so. I think it's 2-2 with one out. Pitch comes in. Drops in the dirt. Full count for Whitney. Take a walk right now. That would be sweet. Load those bases up. All right, Whitney is ready. She's digging in there. Gonna have to swing at anything close. She swings. It comes in a little bit high. Yep, nice pitch by the pitcher. Kind of put it right at her eyes. Two outs. We've got runners on second and third. Taylor Greasy is up to bat. Pitch comes in. Way low. Just drops kind of right in front of the plate there on Taylor. Count is 1-0. Two outs, two runners on. Taylor Greasy at the plate. She digs in. Pitch comes in. Ooh, a little high, but it goes off of her bat. She's hustling. she does not get there. She gets thrown out. That was kind of a, I don't think she really meant to swing at that one, but it almost worked. She was so close on that one. So that'll be the third out of the inning. The score is 0-7. Alrighty, we are getting ready to go here again. Bottom of the fourth inning. Umpire told me to say hi to those Stogler boys, so shout out to the Stoglers from the umpire today. We have Chelsea Timmerman on the mound for the Indians. Logan Rainley is catching. Pitch comes in low, drops right in front of the plate. Logan stops it. Number 21 for the Bearcats is up, Destiny Price. First base is Whitney Will today. Second base is Tori Vaughn. Pitch comes in a little outside. Count was 2-0 on Destiny. Devin Post is playing shortstop. Casey Vogel on third. Emily Hart in left. Audra Metzger in center. And Taylor Greasy in right. Nice pitch. A little bit low. She showed a bunt. He called it foul. She must have got a little piece of it. Count is 2-1 on Destiny. No outs. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The score is 7-0 Bearcats. Nice pitch. Gets her with a changeup there for strike two. Way out ahead of that changeup. Chelsea's changeup is working pretty good today. Pitch comes in. Makes contact. Goes to Devin Post. Devin fires to Witt. Oh, man. Whitney Will. I couldn't quite see. There was a pull in my way, and Whitney stretched out, almost did the splits. Must have dug that one right out of the dirt. So nice fire by Devin Post that Whitney stretches out to get for the first out of the inning. Karame is up. She pops one up. It is once again hitting that hole. Come on, ladies. Just hitting that hole there right behind second base. Audra was hustling after. Devin was hustling after, but just couldn't quite get there in time. That was a single by Kara May. So we have one out, bottom of the fourth inning. Spencerville has a runner on first. Number 5 is up to bat. Jenna Henling. Pitch comes in. Logan fires down. Devin was there. We almost got her. Good effort. The pitch was a ball. Count is 1-0. Lefty at the plate. Nice pitch. Swings. Chelsea almost gets it. Tori gets it. Goes to Witt. Nice job for the out at first. The runner from second did advance to third. We've got two outs. Boy, one more out would be really nice right now. Those are really nice back up there. Tori and Chelsea were right on that one. Number 11 up at the bat. Cranks one to Emily and just goes way over her head. Wow. That was a nice line drive to left field. Runner comes in from third. Emily gets it in quickly to Devin. Back to the pitcher here. But number 11 gets a nice double out of that. So we've got a runner on second. And one came in. Number 29 is at the plate. Two outs. Nice pitch. Calls it a strike. Number 29 is up at bat, Kendra Johnston. Score is now 8-0, Spencerville. Count is 1-0. Chelsea delivers the pitch. Straight up, looks like Chelsea's got it. Please be easy. Nice. Very good. Way to get out of that inning. However, they did get another run in. So the score is 8-0. We're here at Spencerville, Ohio. Top of the fifth inning here. Liddy Indians are behind, 8-0. Chelsea Timmerman up at bat. Strike number one. Chelsea's our leadoff batter. Way high for ball one. Count is 1-1. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Indians need to get a couple runs here for insurance. It's 8-0. keep us making sure we don't get run ruled. Count is 1-2 on Chelsea. She just popped one foul right over my head. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Nice hit. You could hear that one hard right to that shortstop. She is good. Shortstop fields it very cleanly to first base. Not a bad hit by Chelsea, but shortstop hasn't made too many errors today. And Chelsea hustled that out, but just couldn't quite make it. One out. Top of the fifth, Tori Vaughn at the plate. Need a nice big hit and find a hole out here, Tori. Nice pitch. Once again, had that little crazy release on that and just kind of has a different spin when it comes in there. Strike number one for Tori. Pitcher releases. Drops low. Ball one. A one ball, one strike, and one out. Tori Vaughn at the plate looking to get us started here. Put us on the scoreboard. Nice pitch. Tori makes contact. Oh, goes foul. First baseman gets her. Just can't catch a break today. All right, Casey Vogel's up to bat. There's two outs. We're in the top of the fifth inning for the Indians. I believe Casey got walked last time at bat. Pitch comes in low for the first ball. Two outs. Casey Vogel's at the plate. Casey's a senior, third baseman for the Indians. She's digging in, getting ready. Pitch comes in. High. Ball two for Casey. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Looking for Casey Vogel. Get us started. Pitch comes in. Once again, that's high. Maybe a little outside. Three balls, no strikes, two outs. Casey's got quite a few balls tonight. She's ready to hit one, though. Count is right now 3-0. Puts a strike in there, but probably per coach's order, she does not swing at that. Count is now 3-1 to Casey Vogel. There's two outs. Love to see her put one out there somewhere. Pitch is being delivered. Goes right to that shortstop again. Shortstop to first. Man, she is looking really good, that little shortstop out there. Not a bad hit by Casey, but just couldn't quite get it through. We're getting ready here to start the bottom of the fifth inning. Score is 8-0. Spencerville is leading. Yeah, we got a timeout here. Not sure what we're doing. Up to bat is number 9, Maddie Klein. We really need to hold him here. We are in the fifth inning. The score is 8-0. Nice pitch by Chelsea to start us off. Strike one. Maddie looked at that one. Chelsea gets ready to fire another one in. Nice pitch. She gets contact. Devin gets it. Fires to Witt. Nice job. Makes it look easy. That was a hard hit ball. Nice play by Devin to Whitney for the first out of bottom of the fifth. We needed that one. Out number one. Looks like they're putting in a different hitter, batter, number 28. I believe she's DHing. Chelsea pitches it. Logan stops that one. It was in the dirt just a little bit for ball number one. Looks like number 28, Abby Satterfield for Spencerville, is up to bat. First time we've seen her up today. Swings way ahead of one. Nice pitch by Chelsea. Count is 1-1. There's one out. Score is 8-0, Spencerville. Indians really need to put a stop to their hitting. Chelsea puts it in there. Nice pitch. Swing again. Swing and a miss. Count is 1-2 on Abby. Chelsea gets ready. Puts it right in there for strike three. Gets her looking. Nice job, Chelsea Timmerman. That was a biggie. Two outs. So far, got the first two up, first two down. Up right now is number 27, Maddie Pugh. Need to be really nice to get this out right here. She's done a good job hitting today, I think. Nice pitch right in there for a strike. Count is 0-1. Two outs. Chelsea gets the sign from Logan. Puts the ball in. Oh, she swings. Ball gets past Logan, but nobody's on base. Nothing hurt. That one was pretty low, but she wanted to hit it, so we'll take that. Count is 0-2. Two outs. We could use a strike three right now. Chelsea releases. Change up. Ooh, that was a close one. He called it a ball. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Nice try by Chelsea on that one, though. Pitch comes in a little bit higher. Evidently, he didn't like that one either. Boy, those two were both right there. Very close. Find it right in the middle. Count is 2-2. Two outs. Chelsea releases right up the middle. She pops it up to Tori, and Tori catches it at second base. Three outs. Three up, three down for the Indians in that inning. Nice defensive inning. Nice pitching by Chelsea Timmerman as well. Getting ready to start the top of the sixth inning. Score is 8-0. Spencerville leads the Lady Indians. We are at the top of the sixth inning from Spencerville here. Lady Indians are playing the Lady Bearcats. Score is 8-0 Spencerville. Devin Post will be leading off this inning at the plate. Looking for a nice big hit from Devin. First pitch comes in low. Ball number one. Been pitching a really nice game. Number five, Jenna Henline from Spencerville. Pitches it in there. Oh, Devin gets a piece of it, but it just goes straight down for a foul ball. Count is 1-1. I think the Indians are a little frustrated at the plate, so maybe we'll put something into play this inning. Get on the board. Ball comes in high, number two. Two balls, one strike. No outs. Devin Post at the plate for the Indians, number 22. Pitch comes in, Devin gets it, pops it up right into the stands. Got a little piece of it there. Two balls, two strikes for Devin. Devin got a home run in our first scrimmage this year against the line. I'd love to see her put one over the fence right about now. Comes in and it gets through. Past that shortstop, right between shortstop and third base. Nice hard hit by Devin. Great hit to start off the inning. Devin Post is on first. Logan Rainley is up to bat. Logan is number 13. Love to see her move Devin around here this inning. Ball comes in on the ground, rolls in. Catcher throws back to Devin. Overthrows first. Devin thought about taking second there for just a second, but right field was quick to back it up, and she listened well when her coach said no and went back to first. So nothing hurt right there. The pitch was a ball for Logan. Comes in high, but Logan gets under it. Right up there, shortstop, and she drops it. Devin goes. Oh, nice try there. That was a really tricky one. It was right on the edge of the grass there, and it looked like the shortstop had it. Well, she dropped it, so ended up getting Devin at second. So Logan made it to first base. Unfortunately, got Devin out at second, putting Chloe Metzger in to run for Logan. So we have a runner on first. That was a close one. Devin almost had it. Audra Metzger is up to bat. Audra's number five, playing center field today. Got Chloe Metzger at first. Pitch comes in. Calls it a strike. That was a little bit low, but count is 0-1 to Audra. One out. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Score's 8-0, Spencerville. Audra gets in the box. Pitcher gets her signs. Delivers. Pitch comes in high. for a ball. Ball one. Strike one. One out. Chloe Metzger's on first base, running for Logan Ranley. Audra Metzger at the plate. Pitch comes in low. Audra pulls back, shows him up, but pulls it back just in time. Count is 2-1 to Audra. I believe. Scoreboard, there we go. 2-1. 2-1. One out. Audra Metzger at the plate. Pitch comes in. Way high. 3-1 to Audra. Chloe's still on first. One out. Audra Metzger at the plate. Three balls, one strike, one out. Pitch comes in. And it was a strike. Audra just kind of nodded her head. She knew that one was a strike. Full count to Audra Metzger. I'm just here to put one out there right now. Move Chloe around for us. Pitch comes in. Audra swings. Foul ball. Almost to her mother. Almost landed in her mom's lap. Valiant effort by Becky Metzger to catch the ball, but just couldn't do it. Audra straightens that one out. It just might find a hole. Count is full count on Audra. One out. Chloe Metzger on first. Pitch comes in. Low. Ooh, that was a close one. Awesome. Audra takes a walk, moves Chloe on to second. Let me see here. Taylor Tin is up to bat. Let's see. So Audra's on first. Chloe's on second, running for Logan. Taylor Tin hits the ball. Hustles to first. Third baseman throws it in the dirt, but oh, darn it. First base scooped that right up. So we did move runners around a little bit. Chloe made it to third. Audra's on second. Taylorton got out at first. But it was a close one there. Let's see. Whitney Will at the plate. Runners in scoring position. We've got runners on second and third, two outs. First base just wide open waiting on Whitney. Love to see her put one out there. Comes in low. First pitch for a ball. Two outs. Scores 8-0. Spencerville, we are in the top of the sixth inning. Beautiful Friday night. Pitch comes in. I called that one a ball. Wasn't sure on that one. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs for Whitney Will at the plate. Chloe Metzger's on third, and Audra Metzger is on second. It's possible scoring runs. Pitches it in the dirt, and gets by the catcher. Wasn't sure if he was going to send them or not. The catcher's pretty quick, so girls decide to stay on their bases. Nothing hurt. Three balls, no strikes to Whitney Will. Two outs. Walk would load the bases up. Whitney digs in. Pitch comes in. It's a strike. She takes it, though. Smart decision. 3-0 count. Don't want to be swinging yet. Count is 3-1. Two outs. Runners on second and third. Whitney Will at the plate. Ball comes in high. Smart decision. Whit almost wanted to swing at that. Could see her turn her shoulders, but wisely held her bat back. So Whitney Will gets a walk. Bases are loaded up for Taylor Greasy. Let me see. We're making a little bit of a change here, maybe. I think he's putting in Hannah Kanapke. Yep, Hannah Kanapke is coming up. I believe she went in for Taylor Greasy. Hannah Kanapke's been hitting pretty well this year. First pitch comes in as a strike. A little bit of pressure here for Hannah, the freshman. Base is loaded, two outs. Hannah's done a nice job hitting this year, so I'd love to see her crank one right about now. Pitch comes in low. She swings. Nice job by the catcher keeping the ball in front of her, though. We have runners on first, second, and third. Hannah Kanapke is at the plate right here. Count is 0-2, two outs. Pitch comes in. Right there, Hannah hits it, goes to third base. She's bobbling. Yes, Hannah makes it. That was spectacular. We needed that. Chloe Metzger comes in across the plate. Hannah makes it to first. That puts Whitney Will at second, Audra Metzger at third. Three outs, and the Indians have their first run of the game. Two outs, I'm sorry. My goodness. We are back at the top of our lineup. Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. And it looks like it's a pop-up to right field. Oh, she gets it. That was a nice hard hit there to right field. Right fielder really hustled over to get that. Thought for a second that was going to go through, but not quite. But we did manage to get one run in there. Indians are just got on the scoreboard. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning at Spencerville. The score is 8-1. Indians are getting ready out in the field. They play a quad tomorrow. They'll be playing at Crestview. I believe Crestview, Lincoln View, and Salina. So play a little bit of softball tomorrow. Monday we added a game. We'll be playing at Salina. Played Salina. Scrimmaged them. Our first scrimmage of the year. Didn't do too bad. Their new ball field in Salina. Nice field. On Tuesday we will be playing the Parkway Panthers at home. Parkway always has a tremendous softball team. Not sure about the rest of the team, but I do know they have a tremendous hitter in Haley Hawk, and not sure how many home runs she has hit this year, but I know she hit two in one game the other week. So it should be a good game against Parkway at home on Tuesday. Thursday, we also have Versailles Tigers at home. So Versailles always has a nice team. So looking forward to a beautiful week of softball. Hopefully the weather stays the way it's supposed to, and we'll get in some nice games. Maybe get another win in here for the Indians. We are looking at the bottom of the sixth inning from Spencerville. The score is 8-1. At the plate is number 10. Looks like they must have put her in for somebody. So number 10 is Aubrey Coverman. I'm going to assume maybe she went in for Bailey Schwartz. I'm not sure. Hits the ball. Foul ball. Down third baseline, pops it foul. As we get the ball back into the pitcher. Ready to take the play to first base. Indian defense looks like they're ready to go. Last inning was three up, three down. That'd be nice to see again. Pitch comes in, strike. Number 10 swings just a little bit on top of it. So the count is 0-2. No outs, bottom of the sixth. Chelsea gets ready to deliver. Nice pitch, makes contact. Devin fields it, pops out of her glove, just can't stay with it long enough. Overthrows Whitney. But good thing Hannah was right there to back it up, or that runner might have got an extra base on that one. So hard hit ball to Devin, just kind of bobbled it a little bit in her glove. So runner at first. No outs. Number 25 up to bat. Got a little different lineup here going. Looks like Emily Zach. Not sure what position she went in here for Spencerville, but a new batter. So they have a runner on first, no outs. Chelsea delivers, ball's high, runner goes, Logan fires, Devin almost gets her. Nice try. Girl was pretty speedy getting there to second base. They're going to try to move her around. Number 25 at the plate for Spencerville. Emily Zach. Chelsea Timmerman pitching today. Pitches it low in the dirt. Drops behind Logan. Logan kind of lost the ball on that one. Runner takes third. No outs. I think that count. Is not sure. Scoreboard's getting a little crazy. Kind of got distracted there on the pass ball. Comes in for a strike. Calls that one a strike. Nice job. So it looks like we're 0-2, I believe, on the count. No outs. They have a runner on third. Chelsea winds up. Delivers. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Logan kind of gets up and looks that third baseman, girl at third base, back. Doesn't want her coming over across the plate. Count is 1-2. No outs. And she swings, cuts it up. Emily fields it, fires it in. Get her, Logan, get her! Right there, right there, right there! Oh, sorry, got a little excited there. Emily fires it in, trying to get the girl tagging up from third. Didn't quite get there in time and lost the ball in the dirt just a little bit. So the score is 9-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth. No outs. Nice play by Emily Hart out in left field to catch that ball and fire it in there. Just couldn't quite get it there in time, though. Should be one out. Score is 9-1. Need to hold them here. Nice pitch. Swings way ahead of it. Up to about his number 8. This is Kara May. I believe she's made it through already. Nice hit, hard hit right between Devin and Casey Vogel. Emily Hart's right there to throw it in. Throws into Tori, gets past Tori a little bit, but Whitney was there to get it. So keeps her at first base. We need to not let him score here this inning. Up to bat is number 5, Jenna Henline, lefty from Spencerville. Ball comes in behind, bounces off the plate, gets behind Logan. We are throwing it around just a little bit here. Nothing hurt too bad, but the runner does advance to second on the pass ball. Kind of bounce right up off of the plate there. Score is 9-1. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch comes in, low. Once again, bounces off the dirt and gets past Logan. The score is 9-1. We are in the bottom of the sixth. Count is 1-0. One out, there we go. Chelsea puts one right in there. Count is 1-2, one out. We got a runner on third. Chelsea struggled there just for a couple pitches, but she pulled it right back. Pitched another one right in there, gets her swinging for strike number 2. Count is 1-2, one out. Spencerville has a runner on third. Number 5 is at the plate. Pitch comes in from Chelsea. High, but she swings. And we're going back down. Drops in that gap again. Just kind of have Devin went for it, but, man, that just kind of fell right in there. Nothing they could do on that one. Scores a run for Spencerville. So we have a score of 10-1. You got to hold them to one more, or it will be a run rule. Spencerville has a runner on first. There's one out. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch by Chelsea. Center field, Audra, over Audra's head. I got a feeling this is probably going to be the ball game here. Audra hustles it. We score. Spencerville scores a run. Audra throws it into Casey. The runner does get second base, but that will be the ball game. As a run rule, 11-1, not the prettiest game defensively. Indians gave it a good shot. We will be back again tomorrow playing Lincolnview, Crestview, and Salina. The final score in sixth innings was 11-1, Spencerville. Once again, this is Jill Ranley for Fort Recovery Radio. And if you couldn't tell, it was my first time announcing a softball game, so thanks for putting up with me. And we'll see you next game.